evening. Welcome to the Blues. I'm Lee Hay, and tonight the spotlight's on the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They're bringing their Wheels of Soul summer tour to Riverbend's PNC Pavilion on Friday, July 21st, and the next night, Saturday, July 22nd, they'll be up at the Rose Music Center at the Heights. With them on the tour are the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna, with Jorma Kalkinen and Jack Cassidy. So tonight, we're going to begin with a song by Susan Tedeschi, Back to the River, and then hear a conversation between Ron Esposito and Susan Tedeschi, followed by music from the Tedeschi Trucks Band, the Wood Brothers, and Hot Tuna on the Blues.
Susan Tedeschi, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Hey, we heard through the grapevine that you had a Cincinnati connection at one time.
Absolutely. Yeah, my grandmother, my mom's mom, lived out on Rosemont Hill, well, Rosemont Avenue, over near like 8th Street or a couple streets down from that.
Yeah, over in Price Hill.
Yeah, and I used to go out there every summer and stay with her, you know, for a good, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. Go visit her, and then actually her sister lives out in close to Uber Heights, so I'll be seeing her. She's still around.
All right. And
her name's Grace Steinman, but it's kind of a trip, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I do definitely have a connection out there.
Yeah, so were you a guitar-playing little kid when you were visiting in Cincinnati?
No, I was a singer, though.
Ah, all right.
Singing down the streets. Causing trouble with the local kids.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they were telling me you can't say, like, because when I was growing up, I was from the Northeast, and we said, you know, soda different. They say soda pop, and we used to say tonic. And they're like, tonic? Ooh. That's disgusting. I was like, no, it's soda pop. But they're like, well, then say soda pop. I was like, okay.
Well, what kind of stuff were you singing as a kid when you were visiting in Cincinnati?
Goodness. Well, when I was a kid, I mean, I was into musicals.
Okay.
And I was into country and folk and country blues. You know, I used to like a lot of gospel, too. So my dad kind of raised me on a well-rounded mix of, like, Mavis Staples and the Staple Singers, Bob Dylan, Buddy Holly, Willie Nelson, you know, a nice mix of different stuff. So I was into a lot of different things. And my mom, she was into the musical theater. So,
you went from Mary Poppins to Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Exactly.
Well, you know, for those of us who have enjoyed both you and your husband, Derek Trucks, watching your separate careers at a point in time, and then you guys coming together, man, oh man, this is...
so fun. It's really pretty amazing. You know, we're so blessed, so lucky. You know, we've had a rough year, but, you know, we've been through a lot, but, you know, it makes us stronger, and this band is so talented. I mean, it's such a blessing. It's amazing.
You know, and it's funny, when I was watching the Live in Oakland video, and of course, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on there. You were talking about what it's like to literally live on the road with 12 people, and that you have to love and respect each other. And you really stressed love.
You do. And we do love each other. We love each other like we're immediate family. Our band is so tight. Do anything for each other. And it's not just 12 people. It's really 22 of us. The crew is right. Equal too. You know, some bands go out there and they treat the crew like crap. And that's just not okay with us. You know, we know that we're lucky to do what we love to do. And we're lucky to have those guys set up our stuff every day and put it away. Like, I couldn't get in that truck in 100-degree weather and pull out my amp. Are you kidding me? We all stick together. And, you know, it took a long time getting the right mix of people. You find people, and people are talented. There's lots of talented people out there in the world. There are. But there's not always talented people who are humble and who get it, you know, who care about the music and who are inspired. And it's just something really unique. I kind of make a reference sometimes, you know, when people are like, well, what's being in your band like? I'm like, it's almost like being in an Olympic team where, you know, a team sport where everybody is like the best at what they do. And you have no problem passing it off to anybody because you know they won't drop the ball. Yep. And on our days off, we actually hang out together. We do laundry. We barbecue in the parking lot. We go to baseball games sometimes. We really do. We'll go see movies together or whatever it is, you know, whatever is going on in whatever city. You know, you don't realize how much talent and how diverse this band is, you know, and how so many different influences have happened. Mad Dogs and Englishmen. We were watching a Leon Russell one time with Mad Dogs. You know, they have that movie documentary on their band. And it really inspired us to put this band together. Really one of the bands that kind of inspired Derek and I to actually join forces and put this crazy band together. Yeah. Derek is such an amazing leader, too. He really is. I mean, he's not just a great guitar player. He's got such a great head on his shoulders. He's cool, calm, and collected during some of the most stressful situations anybody could be put in. And he's such a great leader. Everybody respects him. So that's one of the reasons I think this band really operates so smoothly. Because, you know, you have a lot of really talented people So therefore, you're going to have ego. Even though the ego isn't big and everybody's pretty humble, people still need attention and love and care. And he knows how to give everybody what they need. And they really look up to him. He's one of the youngest people out there, but he's one of the oldest souls.
Talking about Derek, I saw him at the Barrel House Brewery in downtown Cincinnati, I think maybe in the late 90s.
So he, in the late 90s, he was probably 20.
Yeah, he had Kofi with him at that time.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I forget the drummer and bass player.
Rico Scott and Todd Smalling.
I tell you, that was a hot band.
Oh, yeah. Jan Rico is still playing and Todd Smalling is still playing. And we all stay in touch. You know, we're all still very close.
So with such a big ensemble, how do you guys go about putting the music together?
Well, there's a couple ways we do it. We talk about stuff and we, you know, we try to figure out if there's covers that would be fun to do, you know, and different people bring them up and then we just try them. And if something really clicks, which is funny because they'll be like, oh, let's do this song. And then we get to sound check and we do it once and then we're playing it live. Like, what are we doing? How am I supposed to memorize? But somehow I do and we get through it. And you know, if anything, it's such a great band for me because it challenges me to do stuff a little bit quicker and more often than I would do on my own. So I like that. You know, it's good. You never get too stagnant. And then we've been writing a lot, too. So, you know, we will go home on our little mini breaks or on the road and we'll write tunes. And then we'll have a little writing period where we call it the core of the band, which is Mike Madison. Well, a lot of people know because he wrote Midnight in Harlem and Bound for Glory and songs like that. So we get together with Mike and Derek and I, and then we'll get together with our two drummers, J.J. Johnson and Falcon, and then Tim LaFave on bass, and then Kofi, usually, on keyboards. And then, you know, usually Kofi, Derek and I and Mike will bring a huge amount of ideas to the band, and then we'll sit there and try to turn those into songs. Either they're already a song, or maybe we need a chorus, or maybe there's an idea, like a rhythm or something.
So, you know, you were talking about how being in the Tedeschi Trucks band kind of keeps you on your toes. So how have you seen your evolution as a vocalist and a guitar player, particularly since joining up and forming the Tedeschi Trucks band?
Well, you know, I've been so lucky. I've just been on this crazy journey. I feel like it's like a movie or something. It doesn't feel real. You know, I've got to do, of course, what I love to do, which is play music. You know, I really didn't start playing guitar until I was in my 20s. And then from there, I sort of played rhythm guitar a lot, like from in my teens up until my 20s, and played what you call cowboy chords, you know, a lot of stuff in first position. And then I had a friend who one day he was like, oh, you know, if you play these chords, you can move them all around the neck, you know?
That's right, the bar chords.
Yeah, like you can play a bar chord and it's like the same position, but you just move your hand different. And all of a sudden it was like geometry for me. I could see all the shapes and I was like, wait, there's shapes in the chords. And I love math and math is so similar to music. So I was like, wait a minute. I had this epiphany one day where I was about 24 years old. And I was like, wait a minute, I can play guitar. This is cool. Like, and it just, all of a sudden, it's like this new addiction. And the thing that's so great about guitar is that you can never learn it all. There's no way. And it's great. I mean, I particularly love to play blues and the pentatonic scale and maybe a minor or major scale a little bit here and there. But for me, I love playing blues. And I love artists, of course, like B.B. King and Freddie King and artists like T-Bone Walker. I used to play along with his record, play along with Magic Sam. So these are the kind of things that kind of made me who I am. You know, Johnny Guitar Watson. So I really fell in love with the sound of some of these blues guitar players that also sang. So Otis Rush, like these guys blew my mind when I finally discovered them. And it wasn't until really after college. And I went to a music school, but it was mostly a jazz school or a classical school. So I had a lot of classical training and jazz training, but I didn't know a lot about the blues artists. And then used to have this great record store called Stereo Jacks on Mass Ave. I would go
in
there.
Oh, in Boston, yeah.
Yeah, in Boston. And I went to Berklee College of Music, you know, as a teenager. You know, I went to college at 17 and I graduated at 20.
Oh, ah, prodigy.
Not like my husband, though. He was touring with Bob Dylan at 10. And actually, I was looking at your playlist. some of the people that you play, and you guys play a lot of Ronnie Earl. And Ronnie Earl is somebody that was actually a very big influence on me as a guitarist.
Yeah, I think he was up from your neck of the woods, wasn't he?
Yeah, and my old guitar player, Adrian, actually used to date Ronnie when we had a band together. So we would go see Ronnie all the time. He was outstanding. You know, he still is. He's still out there playing.
So, you know, when you guys go on tour with other groups, this time around you're out with the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna.
Yeah.
How does that come about?
This is what we call our Wheels of Soul tour, and we started this a few years back where we basically find some of our favorite bands that we would want to tour with,
yeah,
and we put a show together that we would love, and everybody ends up loving it because they're such great bands. And it actually started, we were doing a tour with the Black Crowes a few years back and the London Souls, and we said, you know, this is just so much fun. And it was very much like that Mad Dogs and Englishmen kind of thing. You'd see members from each band at each person's show on the side stage watching each other, and then we'd all sit in. And so by the end of that tour, we're all sitting in with each other, and we're, oh, why don't we do this song? And then we'd like have like a quick 5-minute, you know, or hour long meeting on how to, you know, maybe learn a tune, and then we'd all just get up and do it. At the end of the tour, I think we had like 24 people on stage. And so then we turn this into like, well, hey, we should do this kind of thing on our own. We can headline whatever, but let's find our favorite band. So we did one year with Doyle Bramhall opening with his band, and then Sharon Jones and the Dap King. And she was phenomenal. Her whole band was super talented. And so we had so much fun that last year we did it again, and we did it with Los Lobos and North Mississippi All-Stars. And so this year, we're like, well, who are we going to do now? Because we had all these amazing bands. And then I was like, well, my favorite band is the Wood Brothers. Derek, too. He loves the Wood Brothers. And I've known Oliver, I think, longer than Derek.
Uh-huh.
I've known him since 92 when he used to play with Tinsley Ellis. And so the Wood Brothers are Oliver Wood and his brother Chris Wood, who is from the Desky Martin Wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Jono playing drums. And the three of them, they're amazing. And I have every record. And when I go running, I listen to Doyle Bramhall and the Wood Brothers. So excited to have those guys out. And then Yorma and Jack are just legends. You know, these guys have been around for a long time.
Yes.
And they're so sweet and so down to earth. They look amazing. I'm sorry, but Yorma does not look his age at all.
Yeah, he's got to be in his, like,
how old he is, but he barely looks 50.
Yeah, he's probably in his mid to late 70s as is Jack,
that's
right?
And I love to see this side of both of them. Because not only do you have like country blues and things like that they pull out, but now they're doing this like power trio where I heard it sounds like Band of Gypsies or something. So they have a young kid playing drums with them, and so it's going to be the three of them. So
right,
it'll be like two power trios, you know, playing with us. So it's going to be exciting, and there's going to be so much variety there. I think people are going to find something they like. It's just going to be so fun.
Well, Susan, we really appreciate the time that you've spent with us this evening. And man, I can't wait to see you all.
It's going to be awesome. It really will. It'll be really fabulous.
All right. So we've been in conversation with Susan Tedeschi, vocalist and guitarist with the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They're coming to PNC Pavilion at Riverbend on Friday, July 21, with the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna. Also appearing at the Rose Music Center in Huber Heights on Saturday, July 22nd, again with the Wood Brothers and Hot Tuna. Well, Susan, from my heart to yours, thank you so much for your time and your vibration, okay?
Thank you so much.
I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.
Truth around your head, bound for glory. I ain't getting out of this bed. The sun comes struggling down. Yesterday's put the knife back in your vein. Bound for glory, I ain't coming to you again. The sun comes struggling on. Yesterday's dead and gone, and I feel I'm bound for glory. Oh, glory. Can you feel it? Bound for glory. Can you feel it? Glory bound.
In a midnight choir,
I have tried in my own way to be free. Like a worm on a hook, like a knife in some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons just for thee.
That was Bird on the Wire, Tedeschi Trucks Band live from the Fox, Oakland. And that was a Leonard Cohen song recorded September 6, 2016. We also heard from Tedeschi Trucks Band, Bound for Glory. This is The Blues on 91.7. Coming up next, songs by the Wood Brothers.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all them buckets coming out my ears. Buckets of moonbeams in my hand, got all the loving, honey, baby, you can stand. I've been beat hard like an oak, and I seen pretty people disappear like smoke. Friends will arrive, disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Your smile and your fingertips, like the way you move your hips, like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you is bringing me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike, I ain't no monkey, but I know what I like the way you love me long and slow. Taking you with me, honey, baby, when I go.
Give it one more day. One more day. Just when your faith has gone, give it one more day. Chocolate on my tongue, and that's good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. Sitting in the bathtub, high five playing low, digging old Al Green. Well, you must know what I mean, and that's good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Sitting in the front seat, good girl in my arms, smiling in my eyes, getting me all hypnotized. And that's good enough reason to live. Good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue.
That was the Wood Brothers, Chocolate on My Tongue, One More Day in Buckets of Rain. The Wood Brothers are Oliver and Chris Wood. Chris Wood was a third of the group Modesky, Martin, and Wood, and his brother Oliver toured with blues musician Tinsley Ellis. Coming up next, Hot Tuna on the Blue.
Thank you.
been hit and gone. Sid Candyman, been hit and gone. With Candyman, been hit and gone. Wish I was in New Orleans, sitting on a candy stand. Dog, and that Candyman saw the dog. With Candyman, I saw the dog. You won't be my saw the dog, I won't be Candyman. Get the baby some beer. Now run to the corner, get the baby some beer. We'll run to the corner, get the baby some beer. Now run to the corner, get the baby some beer. Wish I was in New Orleans, sitting on a candy stand.
Thing called Rockin' Baby. long like my back ain't got no bone. Thank you.
Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning by Hot Tuna, along with Rock Me Baby and Candyman. Jorma Kalkanen and Jack Cassidy are former members of Jefferson Airplane. You'll be able to see them perform, along with the Wood Brothers and Susan Tedeschi, who is part of Tedeschi Trucks Band, at Riverbend, coming up on July 21st. They'll be at Rose Music Center July 22nd. Thanks for listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. I'm Lee Hay.